USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurting Americans need their COVID-19 stimulus money now. But Washington, D.C. is extremely divided, and this will in no way come out appeasing both sides. Senate clerks were told to read the entire 628-page bill on the floor. It took nearly 11 hours just to read the bloated bill. The Senate vote was 50-50, with Vice President Kamala Harris falling in line with her party. The bill will go back to the House to approve changes made by the Senate and could go to a final vote this weekend. Financial experts say if passed, your children and grandchildren will be on the hook to pay this money back. China's leaders used the opening of the annual Legislative Assembly, the National People's Congress, to unveil proposed rules that will weaken the pro-democratic opposition in Hong Kong. They set a goal of at least 6% GDP growth this year and announced a major rise in military spending. Thanks for listening, and TGIF. We are USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything.
Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
After taking 11 hours just to read the bloated coronavirus stimulus package on the Senate floor Thursday, the bill that Democrats are selling as the American Rescue Plan has been a partisan bill from the get-go. One government agency says it wants the bill to pass. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough is adding his voice to those supporting the sweeping stimulus bill in the Senate.
It will provide $17 billion in additional funding to VA to include at least $13.5 billion to improve our ability to provide medical service to veterans affected by COVID.
McDonough speaking at the White House briefing room saying veterans have been especially hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. The close to $2 trillion spending bill is in the Senate where it will be debated for 20 hours and a vote is expected on the bill Saturday.
$2 trillion is $2,000 billion. The stimulus package is a loan and will need to be paid back with interest. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Major earthquakes have been popping off around New Zealand. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
Multiple powerful earthquakes off the coast of New Zealand triggered a tsunami warning, according to scientists. The largest, an 8.1 magnitude earthquake, was recorded at 8:30 a.m. near the Kermadec Islands region. They're located 500 to 600 miles just northeast of New Zealand's North Island. Tsunami warnings were issued on the island's western coast and on the eastern coast around the Great Barrier Island. Earlier, a 7.3 magnitude quake struck about 90 miles east of the Bay of Plenty. New Zealand's National Emergency Management Agency issued a tsunami warning that spanned from Cape Runway to Tolga Bay and advised residents to evacuate. They said that evacuation orders override the COVID-19 restrictions in affected areas and that residents should leave if advised to do so. Several aftershocks with magnitudes between 4.5 and 5.3 followed the initial earthquake.
The 8.1 quake just missed being the strongest ever in the area. Going back to 1885, the Wairarapa measured 8.2. 14 games are scheduled as Major League Baseball spring training continues. The early games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern, with a couple of games Friday night. The Diamondbacks versus the Reds and the Giants versus the Padres both start in the 8 o'clock hour Eastern. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.